I think the opportunity for Mnangagwa ukuthi etshela diaspora what type of contribution the government expects from abantu abasediaspora, ebatshele ama-changes that they can expect ukuthi bebone i-new dispensation yakhe izabisenza. I-contribution ye-diaspora, ihulumende has been talking a lot about it, but abantu bafuna ukwazi ama-concrete measures ukuthi bazakwenzani. I think thina esiku-diaspora lathi silezikhalazo eziningi on many things from economy, iy'dubo zokuthola ama-documents, into zabo-dual citizenship, etc. So it will be an opportunity for, I think, an honest exchange. And I think Mnangagwa ngumuntu olalelayo, and hopefully he will take home a lot of the concerns and as a khulunywa i-diaspora and take some action.
Udaba lokuvunyelwa kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zivote, ubona luphathwa yini?
I think it's a valid issue and obviously bazakhuluma ngayo indaba yangkhona, but I think so soon after ama-elections it's something they can begin ukusebenza ukuthi for the next election ka-2023 bebone ukuthi bazakwenza njani ukuthi abantu bekwanisa ukuvota from outside Zimbabwe. But for now I don't really know if it's a priority issue. Yes, abantu bazakhuluma ngayo, of course it's important kwabantu base-diaspora, but among ama-priority to test I think should be indaba ze-economy and all the into the cholera list that we are facing. I think those are much more priority issues.
Kweminye imihlangano azayenza mhlawumbe labatshali bezimali kanye labakhokheli bakwamanye amazwe, ubona senelisa ukuthola yini uncedo olungavuselela umnotho welizwe?
Kunzima ukuthola aid or imali. As you know, we are still under ama-sanctions from iMelika. Basitshelile ukuthi bafuna ukubona izinto ezenzakala before they will remove those sanctions and voting against Zimbabwe kuba IMF and so on. I think okwakathesi priority yakhe is to really emphasize into ye-new dispensation and open for business.